"So, how about this weather, huh?" he asked deliberately, holding out his hand to catch the now pouring rain.
"How about it? It's mountain weather," she answered.
"It's cold, rainy mountain weather," he said, "and it's not letting up."
"So, we can build a bigger fire when we stop for the night."
"Sure, we can hope that no one sees the giant fire, and that we don't catch the forest ablaze."
She glared at him. "We will be fine, Nox."
"Or, just a thought, we will freeze to death." She walked on, ignoring his dramatics, and hoping he would let it go. He did not.
"Freeze to death," he repeated.
"What are you getting at, big guy?" she asked.
"One, thank you for noticing. And two, I have an idea. Hear me out," he requested, holding his open palms toward her. "There is a village."
"No."
"That we are going to skirt."
"No."
"Where we could stop for the night."
"Absolutely not."
"And stay warm enough to not die."
"Yes,